Good morning, everyone. Welcome to worship today. I'm glad to see everyone, and I hope that our worship will be meaningful and comforting and challenging and all of those things that we come to worship for. We have a few announcements. The first one is our office assistant, Patricia, is away helping take care of her daughter and her new daughter's new baby. And so I did the bulletin. So if there are any problems with it, it's my fault. And but I think I did a pretty good job. I had a church several years ago that I did the bulletin every week. So this was like old times. We have some announcements. The information meeting on the catch basin is next Sunday, right after church. There is a sign-up sheet on the wall. A light lunch will be served. And so come and find out about the catch basin issue. And hopefully we're going to hear from some folks from the Pieselburg neighborhood. Yes, Jean?
If you'd like to bring a dessert, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, if you want to bring a dessert, please do so.
Can I reiterate the importance of coming to this meeting? Two things. One, so that you'll find out what's going on, but also second, we're going to have people from the community here, and I think the show of support will be very good. So I'm hoping that people other than those on the session will definitely be here.
All right, so please come if you can. Per capita for 2017, each year we, like all Presbyterian churches, pay a certain amount for per capita to the Presbytery of Cincinnati, the Synod, and the General Assembly. The money goes to fund ministries and missions of the wider church. Please note that this year's per capita amount is $30 per person. I believe that's correct. If you would like to cover your portion of this year's per capita, please designate on your check or envelope your desire to do so. And we appreciate that. The annual congregational meeting will be Sunday, January 29th at the close of worship. We will be reviewing the pastor's terms of call as well as electing officers to the classes of 2019. We need liturgists for 2017. I have liturgists for January and February, but as far as I know, I haven't got any others. So if you would like to serve as liturgist, please sign up out on the wall next to the stairs. And Cheryl wanted me to make a special reminder that this week is our Cornerstone Week. And our first date is Monday, January 16th, which is tomorrow, when we will serve, when we will get together to prepare food. And she asks that people come at 3:30 to help prepare. And then at 5, if you'll come about 4:30 or between 4:30 and 5, so that we can load up and be ready to head down at 5:30 on Tuesday. If you have any questions, you can call or email Cheryl or me or Bill, or see me after church, just whatever. But this is our month, so let's do it upright. She said the menu is still kind of up in the air. It probably depends on what she is able to glean from Master Provisions. Any other announcements? Yes, Matt?
Offering envelopes are on their way. I've ordered them again this year, so they haven't gotten in yet, but so hopefully by next week I'll have them. I do have a few boxes from a couple years ago still. If anybody just wants them for the next couple of weeks, let me know.
Okay. Any other announcements? As I light the candle of Christ, I offer you the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Good morning. Please join me in the call to worship and stand as you are able. May God put a new song in our mouths. Let all who seek the Lord rejoice.
Let all who seek the Lord be glad.
Let all who love the Lord's salvation say, Great is the Lord. Please join me in the prayer of the day. Let us pray. O God, you spoke your word and revealed your word in Jesus the Christ. Fill all creation with that word again, so that by proclaiming your joyful promises to all nations and singing of your glorious hope to all peoples, we may become one living body, your incarnate presence on the earth. We pray this in the name of Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. Please join in singing in from the Sing the Faith, the small blue book. Sing a new song to the Lord, number 2045.
Friends, we are all in perfect human beings created by God as good, but fallen short of his intention for our existence. So let us admit our errors and seek God's forgiveness and grace. Let us pray. God of forgiveness, you choose to give us as a light to the nations, so your salvation may reach the ends of the earth. Yet we fail to know your saving power even to the ends of our heart. You call us to be your servant, but we are quickly discouraged because we think we labor in vain. From you each day comes all our strength. Still we spend it for nothing and vanity. Forgive us, Lord, the sins we know in our heart. Save us, Lord, from the sins we hide. And now in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Friends, when we receive the waters of life, we are reborn, we are cleansed, and we are made new. So see and hear the waters of your baptism and know that you are forgiven. Another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. May the peace of Christ be with you all. Let us pass the peace to one another.